This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, October 27th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we continue our series of election features with a look at the race for auditor in Champaign County, including a current county board member and the incumbent auditor, who's also the chair of the Democratic Party in the county. Also have a forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keezer. First, today's news. The Champaign School Board will be on the road for the second time in 2 weeks to discuss potential school building projects. This time, the board's holding a joint meeting tonight with the Savoy Village trustees at the Savoy Recreational Center. It's to discuss a proposal to build a new school in the growing village, which currently doesn't have one. The project would be helped along by revenue from a 1% hike in Champaign County sales tax, on which voters will decide in next week's election. Unit 4 and all other school districts would get money from that tax hike. Last week, Unit 4 board members met with city and park district officials to talk about expansion plans at two schools on Champaign's north side. The challenger in the coroner's race in Champaign County is suggesting that collecting fees from outlying counties could help prevent the office from going over budget. But as AM 580's Whitney Wyckoff reports, the incumbent says rising operations costs are to blame.
Mark Medlin, who's challenging incumbent coroner Dwayne Northrup for the office, says Illinois law requires that cause of death investigations take place in the county the victim dies in. Medlin says, however, Champaign County receives a disproportionate amount of work.
If you're involved in a motor vehicle crash in Payette or Douglas or Coles or Edgar, chances are you're going to be brought over to Champaign County if your injuries are life-threatening, because they're not level one trauma centers.
Medlin says cause of death investigations should be paid for by the county where the accident itself took place. Also in Medlin's plan, a person found guilty in a fatal accident would pay the coroner costs. And if he can't, his insurance company would foot the bill. Northrup disputes accusations that the coroner's office is at a deficit.
I've had to get budget amendments based on caseloads, but some of that money has been returned at the end of the year.
Northrup says that the coroner's office has been able to return funding it received from the board over the past 3 years. Champaign County board member Al Kurtz, who announced the proposal at last week's board meeting, says that the state's attorney is looking at its legality. Kurtz hopes to have a plan drawn by next month's meeting. I'm Whitney Wyckoff, AM 580 News.
Many state lawmakers in Illinois who are running for re-election are touting passage of major ethics reform as an accomplishment. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, that law left open a major loophole.
The new Illinois law is supposed to put an end to so-called pay-to-play politics. Entities with state contracts worth $50,000 or more will be banned from giving campaign cash to the office holder controlling the contract. But Senator Ricky Hendon, a Democrat from Chicago, says there's an easy way around it.
By giving money to the parties, directly to the parties, and the parties are going to punish people who don't vote their way and reward people who are. Run candidates against targets and people who won't do the party line. And that's the danger here. We've empowered the parties.
Hendon says that's especially problematic when state party leaders also have control in the General Assembly. For instance, House Speaker Mike Madigan also controls the deep-pocketed Illinois Democratic Party. Madigan's main foe, Governor Rod Blagojevich, is behind a proposal that would block state contractors from giving to parties. The measure passed the Senate, even though its own backers admit it still needs work. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois officials say the state will have an extra $118 million this year to help low-income families with winter heating costs. Governor Rod Blagojevich said in a statement this weekend that Illinois has $265 million in money from the federal government's low-income home energy assistance program. Applications for LIHEAP money are available at a network of community action agencies across the state. The program begins November 1st. Illinoisans can call for more information at 1-877-411-WARM. A former Chicago police commander is expected to be in court today for his role in torturing suspects in police custody. Robert Wildebor has that story.
John Burge was arrested last Tuesday in Florida, and he's scheduled to appear this morning in a federal court in Chicago. He said he'll plead not guilty to charges that he lied in court papers in 2003. In written questionnaires called interrogatories, Burge wrote that he never participated in and never witnessed other police officers torturing suspects. Prosecutors plan to show that those were lies. A four-year, multi-million-dollar investigation conducted by specially appointed prosecutors found evidence that torture did occur, but also found that too much time had passed to lay charges. That's why last week's indictment focuses on lies in recent court papers and not on the actual torture itself. I'm Robert Wildebohr.
Indiana's largest newspaper has opted not to endorse a candidate for president in an election year that's seen the state become a presidential battleground state for the first time in decades. The Indianapolis Star published an opinion piece yesterday saying it was withholding an endorsement because its 8-member editorial board is evenly divided on whether to support Illinois Senator Barack Obama or Senator John McCain of Arizona. The Star says Obama and McCain carry great strengths but also significant weaknesses with them in their bids to become president. The paper called Obama eloquent and charismatic, but also said it had great concerns about his tax proposals, his liberal stand on social issues, and what it called his lack of experience. The Star, meanwhile, said McCain has a long and distinguished record of service to the nation, but said he's unlikely to provide a sharp enough break from the Bush administration's policies. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The two candidates for Champaign County Auditor say county finances are on shaky ground and the global economic crisis may make matters worse. Each candidate says they're the best choice to keep an eye on those finances in the county for the next 4 years. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
What does the county auditor do? Here's the job according to Democratic auditor Tony Fabry.
The auditor's office is the watchdog for Champaign County government finances.
And this is Republican County Board member Brad Jones.
The auditor really should be holding the county board accountable on wasteful spending. That should be the primary task of the auditor.
The candidates don't seem too far apart until they talk about who's the best man for the job. Jones says Champaign County needs a proactive auditor with a strong financial background. Jones has an MBA and years of experience as a financial advisor. He says, in contrast, Fabry lacks the background needed to be a strong auditor.
The board members just have the opinion that when he provides a financial number, that it's just, we always want to make sure that that's correct data. And I know that that happened once in a finance meeting where he provided numbers on accounts payable over at the nursing home that were asked to be provided. He provided those, and those numbers weren't actually correct, and Deb Busey corrected him in one of our finance committee meetings. So it's kind of frustrating that, you know, we need somebody that can come in and actually have the ability to give us the correct numbers there.
Fabry says there was no mistake at that meeting, just different ways of crunching the numbers. He says he looked at the cost of contract services rendered at the nursing home during the last fiscal year, while Deb Busey looked at money paid out, some of it for contracts from the year before. Fabry, who has a law degree, says that as auditor, his skills enhance those of the financial professionals on his staff who do the book work.
I think the skill I bring is when something is red flagged by one of the accountants, I make the decision on how serious of a violation is this and how best to handle it, and then go fight the battle that, honestly, a lot of the accountants, you know, don't want to go fight the battle with the other department heads or the other elected officials. I think they want to get back to doing accounting, and so, you know, the accountants can do accounting, and I do the work of enforcing county policies.
Fabry says most of that enforcement pits him against department heads and countywide elected officials. But Fabry says he also warned the county board more than a year ago about the county nursing home's reliance on expensive contract nurses to cover for staff shortages.
When I went to the county board, again, over a year ago to talk about overspending on the outside contract nursing, I think county board members didn't want to hear it. I know my opponent, Brad Jones, sent out a press release saying that I was creating a fake budget crisis. And anything the past year has taught any of us is that this is not a fake budget crisis. The troubles of the nursing home are very real.
Jones says Fabry hasn't been pointing out problems to county officials often enough and blames it on party politics. Fabry is a Democrat, and Democrats have controlled the Champaign County Board for most of this decade. Jones says that's not a good combination.
For years, the Republicans controlled the county board, and we always had a Democrat auditor. This kind of served as a check and balance. Now we've got the Democrat board and the Democrat auditor, but even more so, the auditor is beyond that is also the chairman of the Democratic Party. So again, people need to realize that as chairman, he appoints board members when there's a vacancy. He helps fund the campaigns of these board members. He's just in that position going to be reluctant to criticize the actions of these board members.
But Fabry says as Democratic Party chairman, he plays no role in recommending nominees to fill vacant county board seats and only a small role in campaign spending decisions. Fabry says the main check and balance relationship in the auditor's job is not with the county board, but with department heads and countywide elected officials. And in Champaign County, most of those officials are Republicans. Tony Fabry is running for his first full term as Champaign County Auditor. He was appointed to the post last year after his predecessor, Mike Frericks, was elected to the Illinois Senate. Brad Jones is making his second bid for auditor after losing to Frericks in 2004. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Most of us should be getting our first freeze this week. In fact, a freeze warning is in effect for most of Illinois and most of central into southern Indiana for late tonight into tomorrow morning, as well as far southeast Illinois and southern Indiana, portions thereof, and for Tuesday night into Wednesday morning for southern Illinois and southwest Indiana. The forecast for today, a mix of clouds and sun in west central and southern Illinois. In northern Indiana, clouds with rain, showers, maybe wet snow, and elsewhere mostly cloudy with a few scattered sprinkles and maybe even flurries. The highs from 42 north to 50 in far southern Illinois. The high in Champaign-Urbana, 45 degrees with a passing sprinkle or even flurry. For tonight, in northwest, central, and east central Indiana, cloudy with snow showers. Elsewhere in Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered flurries. Mostly cloudy early in Illinois, then gradual clearing. Lows from 22 in northwest Illinois to around 32 in the south and around Chicago. In Champaign-Urbana, down to 27 tonight, with a chance of early sprinkles or flurries, then clearing. For tomorrow, mostly sunny in Champaign-Urbana with a high of 48. In northern and east central Indiana, cloudy with scattered light snow showers and flurries. And in Illinois and southwest Indiana, mostly sunny. Elsewhere in Indiana, partly sunny. Highs from 40 in northeast Indiana to 52 in southwest Illinois. Looking ahead in Champaign-Urbana, sunny Wednesday with a high of 58, and Thursday sunny and 67. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, October 27th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.